Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Leonard Skinner. Don't rip me on the text machine because everyone's going, no one says Leonard Skinner. It's pronounced, it's spelled Leonard Skinner. But everyone says Leonard Skinner. In fact, a lot of people think it's one guy, Leonard Skinner. It's a band, Leonard Skinner. You're just learning this?
I don't know anything about this dude. Or it's now these guys.
Right, there you go, there you go.
But the erd, it's the last syllable of the word that rhymes.
I agree, but Leonard Skinnerd does not rhyme. Leonard Skinnerd does. But no one says Leonard Skinnerd.
Yeah, Leonard Skinnerd.
Leonard Skinnerd.
Leonard Skinnerd.
That does not rhyme.
Yes, Leonard Skinner.
Hockman
Leonard,
and Crowder Dinner. Simulcast is underway on my Instagram. I was having a conversation before the show started with Luis Diaz. He is the morning show producer for Power 96 with DJ Zog and Lucy Lopez. And I don't know, do you remember, Solana, how we got on that subject? I don't know how we got on the subject.
Nah, I can't.
I don't remember. How on earth would we get on this subject? But he was saying Leonard Skinner rhymes, and I'm like, it doesn't. It was intended to rhyme because they spelled it to rhyme.
Yeah.
But nobody says Leonard Skinner. No one says it. Sorry. And all the texters that are saying everyone says Leonard Skinner, you're all lying.
No, they're not. Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. You're saying Leonard Skinner.
But what else? Leonard
or Leonard?
Leonard. Or Leonard.
Right.
They're the same thing.
No, they're not.
Leonard or Leonard?
No, you're saying Leonard or Leonard.
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 Yes.
Or Leonard.
Leonard or Leonard?
No, Leonard.
Bro, what the hell are you talking about? Nerd.
I am telling
you. The end is nerd.
I got that.
And that rhymes.
I got that. But that doesn't rhyme. The whole word has to rhyme.
No. What about, does Leonard Tenard rhyme?
Leonard Tenard? Yes.
Because it's nerd.
No,
Leonard Skinnerd, Leonard Tenard, Tenard Leonard, Finnard Leonard, Winner Leonard. I'm Dr. Seuss now. Those rhyme.
Does Leonard rhyme with bird?
No, because of two syllables. It has to do with syllables, man.
Does Leonard rhyme with dodo bird?
Those are
three
not
syllables.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's the last syllable.
No, that's not true. That's
Leonard,
not true.
Skinner, and it's the new, like, not the nuance, but the pace of the word.
No, definitely the pace, yeah.
The pace of the word.
The pace of the word, but that means that both parts of it come into play, not just the end. That's why I'm saying Len and Skin rhyme?
Len Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin,
yes.
Rhyme.
Because rhyming's about how your ear gets it. It's not about how it's spelled. Len is L-E-N, Skin is S-K-I-N. E-N and I-N, but when you say it, they sound the same. Len Skin, Len Skin, Len Skin.
No.
Len and Skin don't rhyme.
No.
Len and Skin don't rhyme.
Am I in a crazy planet?
Bro.
Are you joking?
Rhyming has to do with how the word sounds. It has nothing to do with the spelling.
I agree, but Len and Skin don't rhyme.
They rhyme beautifully.
What?
Len and Skin.
Do not rhyme.
If a rap lyric was, I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len, we went to the ladies and got some skin. That's a rap that rhymes.
Right. If you're too short, that rhymes.
Come on, man. It's just how the word is heard in your ears.
Somebody says, I miss Zion talk. Can you go vote, please, on my Instagram? It's Radio Mark Hockman. I cannot afford to lose this, and I'm losing right now.
why would they create two words, spell them identical, and then pronounce them in a different way?
They didn't intend it to be that way. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. They intended the name to rhyme, Leonard Skinnerd, but nobody says it. Everybody says Leonard Skinnerd, which is why he thought it was a dude. Everyone thinks it's Leonard Skinnerd. They intended Leonard Skinnerd. And if you look at it, it is spelled to rhyme. In real life, though, it does not rhyme. It's Leonard Skinnerd.
The argument is, and I think I'm 100% right, the spelling has nothing to do with rhyming.
Okay, do Leonard and Big Bird rhyme?
No!
That's two syllables each.
Leonard, Big Bird. You know what? If you say it and it sounds the same, bro,
it doesn't rhyme. It doesn't sound the same.
Yes, it does if it sounds
Leonard
the same.
Leonard and Big Bird?
If you put that in rap, I'm not quick enough to put it in rap lyrics. My last example was terrible.
I got you.
Bro. I'm glad you agree.
It's huge night.
It's 305.
Oh, it's 305.
Dolly.
Pitbull.
Rhyming's all about how it rolls off the tongue. It
For
really
the Jews
is.
Out there, Pitbull should rhyme Dolly with Bialy. You ever had a Bialy?
What's that?
It's like kind of like a bagel. You ever had a Bialy, Solana?
Never heard of
You've
it.
You've never heard of a Bialy?
Never heard of a Bialy.
You're an Uruguayan Jew. You've never heard of a Bialy?
The Bialys didn't make it down to Uruguay.
Can someone go get Len, our program director, and tell him that the producer, Dan, can you go get Len? Tell him that Solana has never heard of a Bialy. I mean, this is crazy talk.
I love the latchkeys.
The latchkey kids? Yeah, I love them too. I was a latchkey kid.
What's he put on the applesauce?
Applesauce and sour cream.
Oh boy, I like me a latchkey.
Latkes. Dale and Bialy would be a great rap lyric for Pitbull, and it would appeal to the Hispanic and the Jewish communities here in South Florida.
Does it rhyme?
Dale, it does in rap.
Dale and Bialy.
The rap lyrics are a little bit looser. Like I say, too short. He's got some lyrics that are questionable rhymes at best. But there's an EPMD song that you play that you always laugh at because the rhyme is so rudimentary at the beginning. I forget what it is. Do you have that? You know which EPMD song that you play? I got to hear the beginning
of
that.
Hit him with the hot stepper. Is that it?
Yeah, hit him with the hot stepper. What are you talking? You talking about Aini Kamozi, hot stepper?
Here comes the hot stepper. Murderer.
This isn't hit him with the hot stepper. But this is EPMD.
Yeah.
This is on like but there's a rhyme in here that makes you laugh every time right at the beginning. This is the example of a loose rap rhyme. Crank this up here.
Oh, what the heck? Let's get married and have a son named Eric. No big deal, no sweat.
Oh, what the heck? Let's get married and have a son named Eric.
That does not rhyme.
Heck and Eric.
That doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, but that's your argument
Lennon Skin rhyme.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. I don't know what has happened.
Bro, Lennon Skin don't rhyme. What are you doing there?
They really don't. Len and Skin do not.
I went
rhyme.
To hang out with my homeboy Lynn. We went over there and got some skin.
Yes, too
that
short.
Rhymes.
It does. For a too short verse, it does.
Oh, not this is how it rolls off the tongue.
Not in real life.
So y'all both, Lynn and Skin do not rhyme.
I have to tell you too, you're selling yourself short. That's not a bad freestyle. It's not horrible. What,
especially if Lynn, the real Lynn's involved.
Right, and it makes sense, too.
If I picked up Lynn and me and him went and got with some women,
I'm
now that's an afternoon.
It's not a bad freestyle. All right, go ahead. Give us the headlines, Solana.
I'm looking at Bialy's. They look pretty good.
Bialy's are delicious. I cannot believe this.
It's just a small bagel.
Well, it's not a small bagel. It's the size of a bagel. It's more of a thin bagel.
Yeah, it's a small bagel.
It's not a small bagel. All right, go ahead. Give us the headlines.
A bagelita. That's what they do in
That's
Spanish.
That's true.
Yeah,
add an ito or an ita, and it's little.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Give us the headlines.
The Heat beat Golden State 113-101, ending their three-game losing skid. They'll end this five-game West Coast road trip tomorrow in Utah, 9 p.m. tip-off, the final game before the NBA All-Star break.
Man, a lot of people are saying I'm wrong on the Leonard Skinnerd thing.
Leonard Skinner.
But I know I'm right on this.
That's cool.
And Luis Diaz even said to me, he goes, you know, listening to your show, I've kind of noticed that if you believe something to be true, you believe that is an actual fact. And that is true. What else you have in the headlines?
Tyler Hero will not play in the Rising Stars game on Friday due to his ankle injury. Colin Sexton of the Cavaliers will take his place.
All right. Anything else?
The Florida Panthers have lost 4-1 or did lose 4-1 yesterday in Philadelphia. Hawk is upset with the Florida Panthers.
I'm pissed. I started the show. If you were listening at the local hour at 2 o'clock, I am pissed. The Panthers are pissing me off. They cannot afford to go on a four-game losing streak, which they've done. They play again tonight. This is unacceptable hockey. Like, this is... we should not be sweating a playoff berth with this roster and this head coach and this goalie. Sorry. What happened? You turned your mic off again.
Right by my elbow. The defense, man. They're not getting whooped 7-0. They're getting whooped 7-4. You should be able to score four goals.
What'd they
win
lose
a game
last night, though? 4-1 last night?
4-1. 4-1. That's like you should not let up four goals when you hit the ice.
I'm with you. What else you got, Solana?
Canes Hoops will host Boston College. By the way, I didn't even get to this. The Panthers do play again tonight. They're in New Jersey to face the Devils. 7 p.m. puck drop on 560 The Joke.
Okay.
Tomorrow, yeah, Canes Hoops will host Boston College. 7 p.m. tip off from the Watsco Center. And finally, guys, you can stand your broom up any day of the year.
Oh, my God, I got fooled by this. I mean, I was beside myself with joy last night because I was told by a friend, hey, you can stand a broom up in your house, do it tonight. It's when the polarity, it reminds me of the two dudes from In Living Color, or, you know, the testiculation. It wasn't two dudes, it was just the one dude.
It was the guy in jail.
Was it Damon Wayans? That was
one fish, two fish.
Right, right. And the testiculation of the gesticulation.
The educated guy
I'm like,
in jail.
So I'm posting on Snapchat and Instagram. I'm like, look, because of the polarity and the magnetic, and I've got my wife and kid there, and I'm standing the broom. Did you see this yesterday? Did you see this go viral?
Yes.
And so, and then, you know, I'm texting my friends, look at this. You got to do this for your kids. This is really cool. And then I found out today that it's just, you know, it's a wider base and a narrow top, and that you could pretty much stand a broom up anytime you want.
How did you find out? Did you do it again this morning?
No, we left it there last night, and I said, this will be fun. We'll hear it. We'll all be sleeping, and it's...
Oh, you bought in.
I was so tickled by this. I was so tickled by this. So I said, this will be great. We'll all go to sleep, and at some point tonight, we're going to hear bang, and that'll be the broom falling, and we'll know that the gravitational pull has ended its reign. Or I don't know what I was waiting for. I walk out this morning, thing's still standing up. I'm like, what is going on here? Then I saw a CNN article.
Maybe the bristles. Probably doing it.
Yep. In hindsight. All right. You have weather?
I mean, it's common knowledge that, like, you've never heard of the wobble effect?
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
I mean, the Earth rotates on an axis. Like, this is just elementary stuff.
The Earth rotates on its axis? What does that have to do with this?
It's always at about 23.5 degree. Like, it's always at that angle. So, like, what was going viral yesterday, like, if you just
a wobble effect.
I think you're misconstruing why yesterday happened. Like, a broom stands up the same way a table stands up. It's just gravity. It has nothing to do with the axis of the Earth.
Right. No, but gravity has to do with the axis of the Earth. The way that the Earth rotates around the sun, like, that's why. But there was a huge misconception, a lie going around that the Earth was tilted a certain way, pulling gravity a certain way, which was why yesterday was the lone day that you could make this
broom
stand
up. No, but what I'm saying
is
you're giving further explanation on something that doesn't need further explanation. It's just if you can set a chair down and it stands up, you could set your broom down and it stands up.
If the bottom's wider than the top, it's going to sit flat.
It's a pyramid effect, essentially.
There we go. The tilting gravity. What are you talking about?
Polarity and the testiculation.
You know what? Are you a flat?
He's a flat earther. You a flat earther?
I'm not wearing a NASA hat. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
You sound ridiculous.
He is wearing a NASA hat. He does know what he's talking about.
And I'm a scientist.
All right. What else did you have? Did you give weather yet?
I haven't. Let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. I'm a scientist, guys. Don't forget that.
You high.
Go ahead.
Let's just get to our
Somebody texts in, Crowder got bars, y'all hating. I'm telling you, it's not as bad as you thought. Can you put some meat behind his rhyme?
Me and Lynn going to get some skin.
I'm telling you, it's not that bad. For a freestyle, not bad.
That's off the top.
That is not bad. Off the dome?
Off the dome. I don't got it right.
All right, you got weather?
I don't even got a pen.
Yeah, it's 81 degrees currently. Tonight, the low will be 73 degrees, 10% chance of rain. That's your weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. For the best poker tournaments in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Visit HialeahPark.com for our poker tournament schedule, plus join our $75,000 guarantee.
Why are you laughing?
March 7th through 13th.
Tools and dollars.
Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
We giving away how much Tozins?
I'm here to win the Tozins. Adam Beasley is going to join us next. I would say, after this weekend, and you intercepted Tom Brady for a game-saving interception.
I like this conversation.
Okay? Adam Beasley, who covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald, I would say has a better athletic history than you.
Nope. I got a hole-in-one.
You got a hole-in-one?
Yep.
Lie.
And Jeff Darlington.
Lie.
And Jeff Darlington was there.
Lie.
Want me to text Jeff?
On a real golf course, you got a hole-in-one.
And at night.
That's a lie.
Bro, want me to text Jeff Darlington?
How would I never have heard this before? That's more impressive than intercepting Tom Brady.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
How many game-losing interceptions have Tom Brady thrown in his life? 10? Thousands of people have hole-in-ones.
Yeah, but more people play golf than play NFL football. I bet percentage-wise, it is harder to get a hole-in-one than to intercept Tom Brady.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
You got a hole in one
on a real golf course.
Yes, and Jeff Darlington was there, and it was a night tournament. They had tiki torches down the fairway, and they had a red light in the bottom of the hole, and we had glow-up balls from about
You're describing miniature golf.
No. I was about 170.
Was there a windmill?
I think I was 170 out, and the ball – you don't know the green, so the ball flew up.
Was there a dancing clown somewhere?
The ball flew up. It hit, it dropped, and it disappeared, and it was about six of us. We all looked around because I had buddies with me that they just drink and do drugs. They don't really play golf. It was six of us in a foursome, and everybody looked at each other, and it took about 5 seconds, and then we all went crazy and started jumping and flipping on each other.
Bro,
Jeff Darlington was there. We just listened to Jeff Darlington earlier.
On the 18th hole, did the ball go in the cup, and then it ended up in the pro shop?
Bro, clown face.
Are you sure? You're describing miniature golf.
Come on.
All right, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. There's breaking news with all this going on?
I texted Jeff Darlington. I asked him, is it true Crowder hit a hole-in-one? Were you there? Can you vouch for Channing Crowder? Jeff Darlington wrote back, yeah, I can vouch for him.
No. The text does not do it justice. I need to question him. You're letting him off the hook.
And listen, I'm going to say, nighttime golf, that's unprecedented. This was one of the only night golf tournaments I've ever been in my life.
Was the golf course called Putt-Putt?
It was a red ball. I was about 170 out. Bink! 170, I must have hit my 6-iron. 170, I hit about a 6, a 5, 6, doop, doop, blunk.
No, I don't believe it.
I think I took my shirt off. I was in shape. I'll never take my shirt off now.
I don't believe it.
I took my shirt off. I was diving on people.
Adam Beasley, who has a better athletic history than Channing Crowder, is going to join us here momentarily. Should have played something from Caddyshack. Crowder totally crapped on Adam Beasley's hole-in-one in the last segment, and I don't think Beasley was listening because Beasley texted me question marks like, hey, are you going to call? And so he obviously wasn't listening to hear you crap all over his hole-in-one.
I didn't crap on it. I've done
you
something more
totally
impressive.
I don't think you have.
I said Beasley's hole-in-one is not as impressive as picking off Tom Brady.
I say it's a better athletic achievement to hit a hole-in-one. What? But then Crowder revealed to us in the last segment he has a hole-in-one on the golf course, which I don't necessarily believe.
Do you believe Jeff Darlington?
Except for the fact that Jeff Darlington was with him, and Solana texted Jeff Darlington, and he confirmed that Crowder hit a hole-in-one. all right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Adam Beasley covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald, and this weekend he pulled off what I consider to be one of the greatest accomplishments in athletics, a hole-in-one. I don't necessarily believe that Crowder ever did it, and I believe it's more impressive than picking off Tom Brady. I just do. Here is Adam Beasley. What do you think, Bees?
I've met tons of people who have picked off Tom Brady.
There you go.
I haven't met that many people who have put a pitching wedge in their hand at the tee, perfect online drive, hit the green once, rolls directly in, hole in one. I just haven't seen that a ton, okay? It might happen. Maybe there's just a whole swath of people that's common for. Like, it's pretty common. How many career interceptions does Tom Brady throw? It's got to be in the hundreds, right? The hundreds.
179.
Okay. All right. And I can't imagine any one player has more than three or four of those, right?
Right. And, yeah. And the point is the percentage of NFL players that have picked him off versus the percentage of golfers in the world that have hit a hole in one. And I think
there's no question about that, Hawk. I'm glad you brought up that point. And point number two is this. What Crowder did didn't happen in a vacuum. I'm sure there was pass pressure on him. I'm sure the receiver ran a bad route. I'm sure there's a whole number of things. The ball may have slipped out of Brady's hands. There are all kinds of things beyond Crowder's control that he benefited from. Me, it was just me, a golf ball, a club, and a hole, and I executed it perfectly.
The problem with the argument, though, Bees, is that Crowder also has a hole in one.
I'm sorry, Bees. I don't want to take your shine, baby.
You know what? I would imagine you're the only athlete in history to have picked off Tom Brady and nailed a hole in one on a golf course.
Ooh,
I'm not even lying. There's no chance. There is no chance that there's another player has picked off Tom Brady and hit a hole in one.
Call Hall of Fame Shrek. What's his name?
Yeah,
big
a lot
Shrek.
Of people get on the case for this one. In fact, it's kind of a slow week for us. Maybe I'll just go and call all the hundreds of people that have picked off Tom Brady and ask them all if they've had a hole in one.
So
my guess is you're right, Hawk, that it's that Crowder is in a class all his own.
I had all these questions for you, Bees, about this being the greatest athletic accomplishment of your life, but Crowder diminished everything in the last segment.
I'm so sorry,
I wish you'd listen to the show, but then again, I'm kind of glad you weren't listening because it may have taken a little shine off what you're feeling.
So where were you at, Bees?
No, it's, I fully expected to come in here and get praised by you and roasted by Crowder, so this is living up completely to my expectations.
I was blown away when I saw it this weekend. I'm not kidding you. That had to be the greatest feeling you've ever had athletically.
Well, it was fantastic. I mean, I play with one of my good friends, Matt Miller, who a buddy of mine down here, and we got paired with two other randos who it was great because they're going to go home and tell their friends and family about this great round of golf they had. They didn't play particularly well, mind you, but it's a day they'll never forget because a pseudo-celebrity was in their midst to begin with, which is, you know, a huge boon to their day.
Sure.
And then to have that celebrity rise to the moment and knock a hole in one, it'll be a day they never forget as well. So, I think everybody walked away a winner that day. I may have won money, but everybody walked away a winner.
Bees, you say a wedge, what were you, 95 out, you know?
I was 106 uphill.
106?
Yeah, it was the Glades course at Colony West, which has got some cheater holes.
Were you teeing off from the middle of the fairway?
We were actually playing the tips. It was like a 4,200 yard par 62. So it was the easiest hole in the course. But again, it doesn't matter. It's like an NFL team that goes 10-6 against a dog crap schedule. It doesn't matter who you play.
Right, you can't choose your opponent, Bees.
Correct. I was asked to do one thing in that hole. Swing the club, put the ball in the hole. Did I accomplish that? Yes, I did. Am I going to apologize for the fact that it may have been an easier hole than others? No, I'm not.
No, and you shouldn't.
No,
Crowder,
absolutely not.
How long was your hole in one, Crowder?
About 175.
175?
Yeah, it was a longer one.
Thanks for that, by the way.
And Bees, and it was at night.
I'm sorry, did you have a neon ball or something?
It was a tournament, and only reason they believe me now is I was with Jeff Darlington. This was years.
Listen to when he describes it, though. This sounds like miniature golf, which is why I don't believe it. Go ahead, describe it to Beasley.
It was a charity event, Beasley. They had tiki torches down the edge of the fairway. You would tee off, the tee boxes were lit up, and the greens had the little
clown mouth?
they had the little things you break, the little things that break and have the fluorescence.
The lights.
And the little lights were lined up around the edge of the green. And then in the bottom of the hole, they had a red light. And you had glow-in-the-dark balls.
And you had to time the windmill out.
No
so
windmill.
When the windmill came by the hole.
Are you sure you weren't an ultra?
No clown teeth. And B, by 175, I picked up my six. I got me a good one, and it said doom, doom, and it disappeared. And we all looked at each other, and then we all went crazy. I got butt naked. And we just went. We went nuts.
B's, this is why I don't believe it, because I've been doing the show with him for years. Isn't that something you would know about someone?
I ain't telling you about nothing I do.
You guys have spent hundreds upon hundreds of hours on the air together. I'm sure there have been days where you had nothing to talk about, and this never came up.
That's what I'm saying. It's why I don't believe it. It seemed very convenient when I started calling you a better athlete than him that all of a sudden he's also hit a hole in one. It just
okay,
seemed.
There's a couple of things I want to get to before we get off topic because I can go on forever on this. One, my buddy I played with played in the U.S. amateur. I mean, even he plays not as much as he used to, but he's still a single-digit handicap. He has never had one, but he's now witnessed three of them. So, I mean, I've got that one. He'll beat me like a rented mule every time we play, but he'll never be able to live that down. That's one. Number two, Greg Likens has witnessed one, our good friend Greg Likens. But the one he witnessed went off two rooftops and just bounced right and rolled into the hole. That one didn't.
That's not impressive. Yeah, that's not impressive.
But here's the coup de grace, guys. I'm terrible at golf. I'm not very good. I'm like a 30 handicap. I'm not kidding you. I shoot around 100. All right, I'm not that good. So this was a rare moment of greatness for me. I kid you not, on the very next tee shot, I shanked it so hard it went over the adjacent street. So far out of bounds, it almost hit a car, okay? So needless to say, I'm not very good at the game, A. And B, I was so shook and emotionally uncomposed after my hole in run that I was ruined for the rest of the round. I couldn't hold the club the rest of the day. I was so shook.
But you've done it. I mean, you've achieved, no pun, the pinnacle of golf. Like, you have achieved it. You've done it. You hit the royal flush at a poker table.
Yeah, I took the video. You guys probably saw the video. Bunch of pictures. I'm going to get. I got the ball. I got the scorecard, which was signed for posterity's sake, so it actually did happen. And I'm going to make a nice little display out of it because I'm sure somewhere, Crowder's got all of his trophies from college, and he's got a whole display case and probably a lit up picture of him and his greatness. And I need a little of that shine too. It's not going to be the same. I didn't play in the SEC. All right. This wasn't at Augusta. I mean, it was at a. It was at a municipal course, understood all that. But on that day, Hawk, on that day, in that moment, I was Channing Crowder.
I am with you, man. I am with you. You should tattoo that scorecard on your back.
You set your bar higher. I have friends I wish I was.
That is, I'm telling you, it is impressive. I think it is unbelievable. Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald.
And to be honest, I play golf way more than Beasley does, I bet.
I'm telling you, that is the pinnacle of golf. There will be people that will play, professionals, that play their entire lives and will never know the satisfaction of hitting a hole-in-one.
You guys should see my phone. The inbox is clogged with friends in complete disgust and disbelief that of all the people I play with, I'm the one that's gotten the first hole-in-one. I'm not going to apologize for my greatness, guys. I'm not, because, you know, you're presented with moments, and if you rise to the occasion, you're a champion, and that's what I was on that day. But I do feel bad for those that have tried so hard and played so many hundreds and thousands of rounds, and it's never happened for them, and it may never happen for them. So if they can live in some way vicariously through me, I'm okay with that. I'll be all right if they look to me for inspiration.
He's so gracious. He's so gracious about his hole in one.
I gotta, Bees. Are you the guy that asks other people what they're swinging before you grab your club?
No, because I am two or three clubs behind everybody else. Like it was 106 yards. I think my buddy hit a lob wedge. All right. I mean, I was hitting a full swing pitching wedge.
Beasley used a driver.
And you know what else is true, guys? And I'm you know, since I'm having a little fun with this, I'll admit the truth. I have a bunch of granny clubs in my bag. Like, I've got an 11 wood. Like, I can't hit my mid irons. So I have all these old women's clubs in my bag, and I would shoot 160 if I didn't use them because I just can't swing irons above an 8-iron.
So, you have an 11-wood?
I don't ask what they're using because it always embarrasses me because I'm like, yeah, I got my 7-wood here. And they're like, dude, I'm getting a 9-iron.
They haven't made an 11-wood in 25 years.
Dude's toting an 11-wood.
It's dangerous, though. 150 in, that is money.
Are you allowed to use a tee off the fairway, too? What else? What other rules are you using?
The rules are all the same as everyone else. Okay, it's not my fault that you guys use more difficult clubs. You know, I am very secure in my masculinity when I use a club designed for a 93-year-old woman. I'm okay with that because I know how far it's going to go and I know how straight it's going to go. And the name of the game, guys, isn't looking great. The name of the game is getting the ball in the hole. And I did that with expert precision on the eighth hole at Colony West.
Yep, with one stroke. It's impressive. That's why I brought him on. Any other radio host bring you on to celebrate your greatness?
No, because they know they would be embarrassed if they heard my story.
There you go.
You're gracious enough to share in my moment of glory. That's fine. I will remember this forever, Hawk. Other people are just petty. Yep. I have no answer for that.
I was thrilled for you. I'm not kidding. When I saw it on social media, I was like, that's an unbelievable achievement. And now that I found out it's 106 yards and from the middle of the – I mean,
it was right there on the video and the pictures, Hawk. I was full disclosure on this. I wasn't hiding anything from my followers. They knew all the information.
All right. Well, congratulations, Bees. I was going to ask you about Tua and all that stuff, but we're out of time. And this was what does Leonard Skinner? Does the band Leonard Skinner's name rhyme?
It does if you pronounce it correctly, isn't it? Leonard Skinner?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Right. Correct. But do more people say Leonard Skinner than Leonard Skinner?
Correct. They do it incorrectly, but yes, it is Leonard Skinner, and it does rhyme because they're all Y's.
It does
rhyme. There's not a single vowel in their entire name, correct?
Well, the Y is sometimes Y, you know, A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y. But it's like, it's intended to rhyme, but it doesn't actually rhyme.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one. It's supposed to. But yet again, it's a bastardization of our culture. What can I say?
Look at that. You just hit another hole in one. Way to go. Adam Beasley.
Hey, when are we playing, guys? That's the question.
I've never swung a golf club in my life.
You're going to get Hawk outside for how long?
I've never swung a golf club in my life.
Crowder, don't worry. I've got SPF 1000 in my bag. He'll be fine.
Bees, hit me up if you need a fourth, because he's not leaving now.
Oh, you guys will be dropping hole-in-ones like it's nothing. I mean,
I don't know, Crowder, I don't know if you can hang with us, because we both play golf, and we tip a few beers in the process. I don't know if you're okay with that.
Give me a chance. I'll see what I got.
I'll give you a shot.
See if I can bring it strong. Adam Beasley, read his work in the Miami Herald. Congratulations. That really is impressive.
In all seriousness, thanks for having me on. This was fun.
I should say was impressive until we got more of a description, but it's still... It's somewhat impressive.
It's hard to hit a ball from here to the bathroom.
No. To drop it in the hole, though, that's impressive. So
true or false, guys, it was more fun if we knew the details. Because if it was just your standard 160-yard, you know, but the fact that it was a kind of a cheater hole, that's fun, too.
Bro,
right?
106 yards with an 11-wood. That is something. That is something.
I've never seen an 11-wood in my life.
That is the craziest thing.
No jokes, B, and I play some golf. I've never seen an 11-wood
in
my life.
Where do you get that? You look at the driving range at Century Village and see someone forgot it?
I go to a golf consignment shop up here up in Northwest Broward, and they've got everything you need, man. They know that there are some bad golfers out there, so they're going to use every tool at their disposal to make you better. And thankfully, I have that as a crutch because I'm really awful.
And you had no shame in purchasing said 11-wood.
Oh, I snuck out the back of the store after I did it.
Oh, he whispered it to the salesman.
Can I get 11? I'll take, what do you guys got here? I'll take these shoes. You have a couple of markers. Yeah, 11-wood.
What'd you say, sir?
What'd you say, ma'am?
She got short hair.
See you, Bees.
Later, guys.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Clay Ferrero from Local 10 just texted me. He goes, that interview with Beasley is fantastic. It really was. That was really – that's really impressive. It really is.
Bro, it's so hard.
It's so hard.
At 30 yards to drop it in the hole is hard.
No, from the right around the green. What do they call the little
the rough?
Not like the rough, but not really the rough. I can't think of it. But I mean, it's next to impossible to drop it in the hole. I'm telling you, PGA golfers will go their entire career without sinking a hole in one.
Yep.
Adam Beasley did it, and you did it. What are the odds of having a conversation with two guys in their 30s? Is he in his 30s, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Two guys in their 30s that have had holes in one? That's crazy.
You're welcome.
I don't.
Oh, you're blessed.
Am I?
To sit here next to me every day.
I don't know about that.
You're welcome.
5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder's, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
My beer forever.
Somebody texted in the last segment when we did the Bill Burr, Sherry's Berries commercial. Somebody texted in, call 866-FRUIT is the best part of that, because that's not a number. I love that part. Call 866-FRUIT. If you dial 866-FRUIT, it's just going to, there's nothing going to happen. There's not enough digits.
You show it, fella. You show it. You need a couple more.
Today's show, as I said in the last segment, spectacularly fun. Not for everyone, though. A lot of people have been annoyed by the Leonard Skinner debate. I say Leonard Skinner does not rhyme. Crowder says Leonard Skinner, and a lot of listeners say Leonard Skinner, which is the actual pronunciation, but nobody says that. But a lot of people say Leonard Skinner does rhyme. I say it was intended to rhyme, but most people say Leonard Skinner. But then you told us at the beginning of the show, you believe Len and skin rhyme.
Len, skin. They
which
rhyme.
Does not rhyme. No. One's E-N, one's I-N. Pen and pin do not rhyme.
Pen, pin?
You, no.
But no, what you do is pan and pin.
No, I pronounce the words.
I'm holding a pen. When you sew, you use a pen. Pen and pin rhyme.
No. You write with
pen.
You write with a pen.
A pen.
And you poke with a pin.
A pin.
Yeah.
So a pan and a pin.
Right.
Pin and pin.
Okay. Sorry, offset. But it's look at pen this. And pin.
Look at this. I looked it up. There are ending rhymes, rhyming the final word or syllable of that sentence. There are internal rhymes, rhyming two words within the same line of poetry. There are slant rhymes.
Slant
which are
rhymes.
Sometimes called imperfect, partial, near, or oblique rhymes.
Someone had texted that in. Slant rhyme, I'd never heard that term before. It's a great term. I'm going to use it from now on, but that's not a traditional rhyme. A slant rhyme.
No,
it's
a rhyme.
Land and skin would be a slant rhyme.
This is what you're doing. The identical rhymes.
Right.
Where it's one letter change.
The traditional rhyme.
Identical. No, you don't change the word and think it's that you said it. It's identical rhymes.
That's the traditional rhyme.
There are six more type of rhymes.
Right, but those are non-traditional rhymes.
No. It's identical. It doesn't say traditional.
I'm talking about traditional
rhymes. I would say the end rhyme is the one that most people know, like Leonard and skin nerd.
No,
nerd.
No.
The nerd is
no,
the rhyme.
No.
Isn't the nerd the rhyming part of that word?
Not when it's two syllables and the first two syllables
nerd.
Don't rhyme. It just
Leonard.
Doesn't. We talked about this. Leonard does not rhyme with Big Bird. It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm sorry, it doesn't. But here's what happened. So in the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder was making his point that Len and skin rhyme, and then he dropped some freestyle on us. And he thought it was terrible. And I actually thought it was fairly decent.
Went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Look at that. That's a freestyle.
That's off the dome.
Somebody said you've got bars, man. Play that one more time.
I went on my homeboy. Went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
That's not a bad freestyle.
And it rhymes.
And it rhymes. Well,
up.
It rap rhymes. That's a whole nother rhyme. That's like a slant rhyme. There's a rap rhyme.
So there's rap rhymes. What is rap? It's poetry.
Right, but I mean...
So there's poetic rhymes,
and
then there's...
A haiku is poetry as well. That doesn't rhyme.
They don't rhyme.
But this is
what I'm
saying.
But there's poetic rhymes, and then haikus are known not to rhyme.
Poetry doesn't have to rhyme.
But rhymes have to rhyme, and Leonard Skinner rhymes.
But I told Solana to put a beat behind your little freestyle there and see what it would sound like. Len and skin rhyme.
Len, skin, yes.
Len
and skin rhyme.
And skin
yes.
Rhyme.
Because the rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly, Dolly, Bialy. Dolly. Dale.
Rhyming's about how it's how your ear gets it.
Dale. That is fantastic work out of you, man. That was top notch.
Now that was off the dome too.
That was
boy.
Great, man. I mean, that dude went into the lab for 12 seconds and turned that out. That is excellent, man.
Injured too. I'm in the lab injured.
And yeah. I will tell you again, I really do believe Pitbull should rhyme Dale with Bialy, which is like a kind of an offshoot of a bagel. Mm-hmm. But there's a huge Hispanic audience down here. There's a huge Jewish audience down here. You rhyme Dale with Bialy, you're covering a lot of bases right there.
But do they rhyme?
Yeah, they rap rhyme. They're
oh,
a slant rhyme. Slant rhyme.
Oh, slant
yeah.
rhyme.
Diagonal rhyme, as we say in the in the business.
No, it does rhyme.
It's a slant rhyme. Not a traditional rhyme. It's not a traditional rhyme.
Called identical rhymes.
Yeah, but traditional.
You're talking about Dr. Seuss.
I'm saying when people
Time,
talk about rhymes,
mime.
That's when people talk about rhymes, they're always referring to a traditional rhyme.
No, they're not.
Always. Now let's get headlines here with the Timbaland-like Alejandro Solana. Somebody texted in, dude. That is the greatest contribution Solana has ever made to this show. Holy hell! I agree.
About horse and force.
Yeah.
Somebody texted.
Those rhyme.
But one is S-E, one C-E.
But it's not how they're spelled.
It's how they sound.
Right.
Leonard Skinner. It's how it sounds.
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard
That doesn't
Skinner.
Rhyme. That no, doesn't rhyme.
It's how it's spelled. You just
So like, ho- does so, horse does horse and force rhyme?
Yeah, but the whole point of our
C-E-S-E.
Argument.
C-E-S-E. It doesn't have nothing to do with spelling. Rhyming has nothing to do with spelling. It has how the way it sounds.
Agreed.
So if you were to say they pronounce it L-E-O nerd over L-I-L-Y nerd.
No, but I'm just saying it's the way that it's spelled is to rhyme. I'm telling you to ignore the spelling. I'm with you. The spelling doesn't matter.
Yes.
Everyone says Leonard Skinnerd. That doesn't rhyme, Jack.
That rhymes like a charm.
It doesn't.
They made a career. They are a famous group.
Not on a rhyming title name.
You think they made that name not having anything to do with rhyming?
They
did it to
they
rhyme.
They named it after their old PE teacher.
And if
they,
his name was John
it was Leonard,
Wurskenheim,
it was
are they going to name their group John Wurskenheim?
Their PE teacher was named Leonard Skinner. They made the name Leonard Skinnerd.
To rhyme.
Yes, but no one says it as a rhyme. Does the name Leonard Skinner rhyme?
No, because there's no D.
Okay.
Because the same sound.
Right.
Sound.
So Leonard Skinner do not rhyme.
Rhyme like a charm.
They don't rhyme. What are the headlines here, Solana? You believe Zion Williamson's a bust, so you can't take anything
don't
that he
just
says.
Bring up anything because you're making ridiculous terms.
Not happening today, guys.
You know what? Thank you, Solana.
I was playing blackjack at Hard Rock on Sunday, and my dealer was Dominican. And I'm telling you, I have a new weapon in the arsenal. Because sitting there playing blackjack with Dr. Chuck. By the way, Dr. Chuck turning 50 years old today. Celebrity yeah. birthday for Dr. Chuck, a friend of the program. Celebrity birthdays today are Khalid, he's 22. Taylor Lautner, who's that?
From those movies about the wolves.
Dances with Wolves?
No.
Played Lieutenant?
No.
Movie well, about the wolf.
Yeah, you remember it was like Taylor Lautner versus another like blonde guy, and everybody had to choose.
I so is that a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Okay, well he's 28. Kelly Rowland, most famous member of Destiny's Child.
Blah.
She's 39. Jennifer Aniston is 51. Wow. Jeb Bush, 67. Please clap. And Dr. Chuck Metzger has turned 50 today. You have a little LeBron or something singing him happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So I'm playing blackjack at the Hard Rock with Dr. Chuck, and our dealer is Dominican. So now you know how I love to do the pandering, whatever.
Yes.
So I go, oh, you're Dominican. I say, you're familiar with Tonio Rosario? She's like, yeah. I go, you love that song, Colikitaka? She can't believe it. Now I'm doing kuliki takati, kuliki takata. She calls the pit boss over, who's Cuban. She's like, look at this. This guy knows Tonio Rosario and kuliki taka. And so the Cuban lady, she's like, how do you know that or whatever? I'm like, oh, you're Cuban. I go, I love Juan Luis Guerra, too. She's like, get out of here. I'm like, me sube la bilirruina. I've got this whole new weapon in my arsenal. So the kuliki taka, it's like a conversation. It's like an icebreaker with any Dominican. She starts talking about the Hermanos Rosario. The Rosario brothers were, I guess, very popular before Tonio went off on his own.
Hmm.
I tell her he's a minority owner of the Miami Dolphins because we found that out when we fell in love with the song.
Yeah.
She had no idea. I'm a wealth of knowledge. It was unbelievable.
Boy, you can start more conversations now.
Oh, my God. I have.
You weren't struggling at conversation starting in the beginning.
I've got the Dominican arsenal now with Tonio Rosario and Kuliki Taka. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Rosario.
The Heat and their three-game losing streak beat Golden State 113-101. They're in Utah tomorrow, 9 p.m. tip-off, final game before the All-Star break. No Tyler Hero in the Rising Stars game because of an ankle injury. I'll probably be out the rest of a week for my gum injury as I continue to read here. I'm deteriorating.
You having a tough time at the end of the show here?
Yeah, can you just can
you do sound worse here in the 5 o'clock hour. You sounded all right in the 3 and 4 o'clock hour.
I mean,
now
my palate is like on fire right now.
Call Brad. No, he has an answer.
You know what you need? A touch up. $4,000.
Let's just get to what the Panthers play tonight. Also,
all right,
7 p.m.
They need a win in a bad way.
Canes hoops tomorrow. They host Boston College. Let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Let's check our radar. For the best poker tournaments in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Visit hialeahpark.com for more details.
All right, is Juan Luis Guerra not Cuban? That's what one of the texters is saying.
He might be Colombian, actually.
Oh,
I'll
Cuban.
Double check.
Interesting. I'll have to change up my my routine. Let me see. Juan Luis Guerra. Oh, he's Dominican as well.
Oh, Dominican.
Oh, look at that. All right. Now I got more Dominican arsenal.
Well, I tried to spell Juan Luis Guerra.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Now that name rhymes. What else you have there? You did the weather? Did you do the
Yeah.
Did you do the sponsor?
Yeah.
All right, play the freestyle one more time. Everyone wants to hear that. This is Crowder freestyling Len and Skin.
You jump in there too.
Yeah, Dolly and Viale. Len and Skin rhyme.
Len Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin
yes.
Rhyme.
Because the rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly with Bialy. Dolly, Dolly, Bialy. Dolly. Dolly.
Rhyming's about how your ear gets it.
Dolly. That is fire, man. That is fire. That is good. All right, we're going to do 50 minutes of Heat next. Brian Windhorst from ESPN. A special appearance for 15 minutes of Heat. There's a lot of NBA stuff, obviously, with the trade deadline having just passed. There's this stuff about Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. Has he worn out his welcome, or is he tired? I guess it's more like, has he tired of Philadelphia more than has Philadelphia tired of him?
Yeah.
So Brian Windhorst from ESPN is going to join us momentarily. Brian right. Windhorst, real quickly, the rock band Leonard Skinner. Does that name rhyme?
Leonard Skinner, isn't it?
Yeah,
Leonard
well,
Skinner.
It's spelled to rhyme. It's because it's spelled L-Y-N-Y-R-D, Leonard Skinner. But everyone says Leonard Skinner, and I want to know if you think Leonard Skinner rhymes.
You're asking me two different questions. You're asking whether Leonard Skinner rhymes or Leonard Skinner rhymes.
Well, how do you say it? How do you pronounce the band's name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd.
Am I wrong?
Well, technically you're not, but I think most people say Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, I'll put it this way. I have a 2-year-old, and I read a lot of books to him, and there's a lot of authors bending. People think rappers bend words to rhyme. There's a lot of children's book authors who are bending words to rhyme. So in that environment, I think you can get away with it.
All right, so you're voting that Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
I'm voting that Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
Okay, all right. I'm
with him.
Okay, but, I mean, do you say Lynyrd Skynyrd or Lynyrd Skynyrd?
I don't know who it is.
You know Lynyrd Part 6?
Yes.
I had a feeling
that's
that
you Bill
did.
Cosby.
Yes, that is. Brian Windhorst from ESPN. Again, the podcast is The Hoop Collective, and there's new episodes every Sunday and Thursday. You can listen wherever you find your podcast. We appreciate you making time for us, and always enjoy when you come on with us.
Guys, have a great week.
There you go. Brian Windhorst there. Why, you thought that was a silly question at the end?
Don't surprise me with that.
Oh, Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd
Skynyrd.
Rhyme? Yes, it rhymes.
It's on my Instagram. If you go to Radio Mark Hockman, because Luis Diaz from Power 96 is telling me that it rhymes, and it does not. Lynyrd Skynyrd does not rhyme.
It does rhyme.
No, Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes.
It's just how you say it.
All right, there you go. That is your 15 minutes of heat.
Have
and
you
we'll
ever
come
read
back
Dr.
with
Seuss?
More Hockman and Crowder. Lynyrd Skynyrd is actually how most people pronounce it. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Leave these people alone.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how to get under people's skin. Nah, they tweeting me. Is he serious? Ask him. You know his damn handle. Leave me alone.
Most people pronounce it Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Leonardo.
Am I right or wrong? Most people pronounce Lynyrd Skynyrd Lynyrd Skynyrd. You have to play Solana. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Today has been fun as hell. But in the 2 o'clock hour, we were talking about, this whole Lynyrd Skynyrd thing and does it rhyme and blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to make my point, and Crowder's got a point that Len and Skin rhyme, which is completely wrong. But regardless, as he's explaining this, he starts freestyling in a lyric that he thought was weak. And people, me included, thought that he was spitting bars on this, right? So Solana took what Crowder said in the 2 o'clock hour and turned it into a fire track. You got to hear this. That's Dan
Len
Day beatboxing, by the way.
And Skin rhyme.
Len Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin
yes.
Rhyme.
Because rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly. With Bialy. Dolly, Dolly, Bialy. Dolly. Dolly.
Rhyming's about how your ear gets it.
Dolly. That is so good, man.
We need to call a producer, man.
Lennon Skin.
Hey, man,
rhyme.
Get Trick on the line. See if Trick will bring us on. Slip and slide.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Skynyrd.
Sam Montembeau will be in goal for the Panthers tonight. If you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, I was very angry at the Florida Panthers and very angry at Sergei Bobrovsky. And I was suggesting this being the second night of a back-to-back, maybe Montembeau will go and maybe he'll find the hot glove and they'll be able to ride it. Because A four-game losing streak at this point in the season when you're fighting for a playoff spot is unacceptable. And, man, I don't want to do this again with the Panthers where it's, well, they've got one game in hand and they're only 2 points back of a playoff spot. Come on. You went out and got the most decorated head coach in hockey. Mm-hmm. You went out and got a hugely expensive goaltender. Got
to be one of the highest paid in the league.
So win. Like, don't be on the cusp of a playoff spot. Be in the playoffs. So hopefully they get something started tonight.
Is hockey the only place when you play terrible they give you a little break?
I think it's down here. No. Oh, you're talking about with the goalie?
Yeah, like you play terrible. But it's not like they don't get reprimanded.
Kelly Olynyk was playing terrible, and he got a break. Eric Spoelstra doesn't hesitate to give someone a break that's playing terrible.
Because in the NFL, the contracts are different. You just get cut.
That's true.
You're terrible.
Pepper Johnson, he got fired as the defensive coordinator. Who was it, the D.C. XFL team?
I believe it was the Defenders.
1 week, and he got fired.
It's more than that.
That leads me to believe that, I'm not even kidding, that he just wasn't showing up. He wasn't taking it seriously. Because I think Winston Moss is the one that fired him. Because there are no owners for the teams. There's only the head coaches who most of the time double as the general manager because the whole league is owned by Vince McMahon. So I believe it was Winston Moss because I know Winston Moss released a statement saying we wish him well or whatever. But it leads me to believe that Pepper Johnson just wasn't showing up.
Or a dog cussed him.
Oh, could be.
Like post-game watching the coaches meeting. Hey, you got to get your guys together. Who the F are you talking
right.
to?
That could be.
Yeah. Oh, you feel that way? You're fired.
And
if the players are making 50 a year, because we told Darren Revelle yesterday.
What's the coaches making?
Probably right around there, 40, 50.
Yeah. Pepper Johnson doesn't need that.
No. They say Cardale Jones is the highest paid player.
$250,000. $250,000. Yeah. What do we got coming up tonight, Solano? You've got Alex Dono, Rashad Jones, and Brian Monroe on 790 The Ticket.
Rashad Jones?
What did I say?
Rashad Jones.
Oh, Rashad Butler. That's funny.
Okay, don't upset him.
Oh, no, I would never.
Did he hear that? Did Rashad hit at Solano?
In fact, I wouldn't upset either one of them. I wouldn't want to upset either Rashad.
Well, you got a chance against Brian.
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brian Monroe.
No,
or
Jones
Rashad
or Butler. Yeah, either Rashad.
Rashad Jones, a little thumb wrestle. That boy got all kind of muscles.
I got a chance against Monroe because he's a punter.
Yeah, and he's pleasant.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he wants to hurt anybody.
And what's coming up on 560 The Joe? You got the Best of the Joe?
Abbreviated Best of the Joe because it's the Florida Panthers coming up at 7 in New Jersey. And here on 790 The Ticket, or I should say on 790 The Ticket, you have Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler.
Yeah, I just said that. I said that part. We were just figuring out what was on 560
The Joe.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just I was clarifying for everybody.
Well, what were you clarifying? What I just said?
I mean, you started off with Rashad Jones already.
Oh, sorry. I called him the wrong Rashad.
Rashad walks like he wants to fight.
Rashad Butler?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. He's got a gait, man. Like
big boy.
He's on the prowl. Like always. He's got that James Harrison vibe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Which is always, I wish somebody would say something slick.
I wish.
I'd choke anybody out.
Leonard.
I ain't scared of him.
Skynard.
I don't want to upset him, though.
Right. And you wouldn't tell him that if he was in
there. No, y'all better not. I'm saying it because I know he can't hear.
What have I been saying for a while now on the radio? I know it's not hurricane season, but this is the time to take care of getting impact windows and doors for your home. You want to take care of it now so when hurricane season does roll around, you can actually relax knowing that you took care of everything. And I suggest BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. And when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, you will feel so safe and secure. And this is the time of year you start thinking about tax refunds. If you're getting one, can't think of a better way to use it than PGT Impact Windows and Doors. BNT Impact Windows and Doors. If you own a home in South Florida, you cannot imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntimpactwindows.com. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Brian Windhorst was excellent. Adam Beasley, it's one of the best radio interviews you will ever hear. I am not overselling that. You can use the radio.com app and use the radio.com rewind feature to go back in time to about 3:20 this afternoon if you want to hear Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. That will do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
Sitting in the pen, stitching with a pen. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Somebody texts in. They want to know how your mouth is doing, Solana. You had the gum procedure on Fridays. Today is Tuesday, so how are you feeling?
I'm back to 100%.
Dale and Bialy would be a great rap lyric for Pitbull, and it would appeal to the Hispanic and the Jewish communities here in South Florida. I mean, this is crazy talk.
I love the latchkeys.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Oh, no.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.